जायत मुखादिन्द्रश्चाग्निश्च प्राणात् वायुरजायत नाभ्या आसीदन्तरिक्षम् विष्णोद्यौ समवर्तत भूमित्तिश्रोत्राद् तथा लोकाकम् अकल्पयन् वेदाहमेतं पुरुषं महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसस्तु पारे
सर्वाणि रूपाणि विचित्य धीरः
नामानि कृत्वाभिवदन् यदास्ते दाता पुरस्तात्तमुदा जहार चक्रप्रविद्वान् प्रदिशशतस्रः तमेवं विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यः पन्थायनाय विद्यते येन यज्ञमयचन्ददेवाः तानि धर्माणि प्रथमान्यासन् देहनाकं महिमानः सचन्ते यत्र पूर्वे साध्या सन्ति देवाः अभ्यसम्बोधपृथुवैरसा च विश्वकर्मणः समवर्ततादि तस्य त्वष्टा विदधद्रूपमेति यत्पुरुषस्य विश्वमाजानमग्रे वेदाहमेतं पुरुषं महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसः परस्ताद् तमेवं विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यः पन्था विद्यते यनाय प्रजापतिश्चरति गर्भे अन्धः अजायमानो बहुधा विजायते तस्य धीरा प्रतिजानन्ति योनिं मरीचीनां पदमिच्छन्ति वेदसः यो देवेभ्य आतपतिः यो देवानां पुरोहितः पूर्वो यो देवेभ्यो जातः चाय ब्राह्मये तं ब्राह्मं जनयन्तः अग्रे तदब्रुवन् ऐदं ब्राह्मण विद्यात् तस्य देवा असन्वशे श्रीश्च ते लक्ष्मीश्च पत्न्यो अहोरात्रे पार्श्वे नक्षत्राणि रूपम् अश्विनौ व्याप्तम् इष्टं मनिषाण अमुं मनिषाण सर्वं मनिषाण ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीसद्गुरुभ्यो नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगं जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं वातात्मजं वानरयूतमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शिरसा नमामि सन्तोषिणी जगन्माता मम सौभाग्यवृद्धये नमस्करोमि भक्त्या त्वां प्रसन्ना वरदा भव शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामुक्तये नमः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः सहस्राक्षः सहस्रपाद। नाउ दिस इज द हिम्न इन प्रेज ऑफ पुरुष। Now, Purusha here means the infinite, limitless Paramatma. Pervades this entire world, also indwells in each one of us. That is the meaning of Purusha. Sukta also means a hymn sung in praise of this Purusha. So, the first mantra says that thousands of heads, thousands of eyes, thousands of legs, means all the legs, eyes and limbs are belonging to that Purusha alone. Second mantra, it was said, Purusha alone is all this past, present and future. Third mantra, what you know or experience here as a millions of cosmos is only one part of Lord, one quarter. And the Lord is much more than that. So, to give an idea that one quarter of the Lord is this world, three-fourth remains untouched by this creation, the next mantra, the fourth mantra is given. Tripadurdhva udait purushah padosyeha bhavat punah tato vishvam vyak Kramat Sashananashane Abhi. Now, in 10th chapter also, Bhagavan said, Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekam shena stito jagate. Only some small part is the jagat. One-tenth of myself, I behold the entire creation. In the Gita, Bhagavan said. So, after giving the vibhutis, glories of Bhagavan. Finally, he said, it is endless. Why should say so much? So, understand that one-tenth of myself, I behold the whole creation. So, that untouched portion, which is three-fourth, is above. Tripad urdha utait purushaha, in the form of Brahman, that is the attributeless, nameless, formless, beyond causation, that Brahman is this three-fourth. He is above Udait, as he is untouched by ignorance. His one-fourth being seen in Maya. This is responsible for the Padosyeha Bhavat Punaha. So this one-fourth keep on coming back. Tato Vishwam Vikramate. That is the creation. Responsible for the repeated creation and dissolutions, come and go continuously. So you go yugandhara. So it is not just one time started. It's like a roller coaster. It keep on going continuously. You get into it, you also keep going. The whole attempt is to get out of that. Then abhavat punaha, so this keep on continuously rotating. Now, sa asana, anashane, abhi. Sa asana and anashana are taken, living beings such as men and animal, which depend upon food, and non-living object like the mountain rivers, which do not sustain themselves by eating food. So, the Purusha pervades the universe, this and sustains it. That one quarter of that Paramatma come back again and again as this world. Now first the infinite Lord become conscious of his power, Maya. He creates this world. That means this Jiva also is the Lord. He is not separate from Maya. So therefore Maya Karyam, whatever that is created by Maya, that is, the cause is Maya, so the effect is, whatever that is created by Maya, is also Maya. And then, without Maya is not separate from Bhagavan. Therefore, whatever be the effect, that is also indirectly Bhagavan himself. So, this is the point. Therefore, the creature, creation is not different from the Lord. So too, the Jiva is the Lord himself. This is the beauty of Purusha Suktam. So, the Jiva and the Lord, the connection is always maintained. It is not separated. So, but the Maya is so strong, the Jiva is told that you are that Paramatma, repeatedly, again and again, and you are the one who started the whole game. But Jiva doesn't get it. And that is the wonderful Maya, Bhagavan's Maya. Jiva is forgotten. It is something like suppose you are dreaming, a very, what do you call, terrible dream. You are going through, at that time you are sweating and panting, maybe a tiger is chasing you in the jungle and you are running to escape from the tiger, and at that time somebody, a guru in the dream comes and tells you, you are not this person, you are not the dreamer, the tiger is also you, you are you yourself is the tiger chasing you, you are not to be afraid, you are that person lying down sleeping unaffected by any of this. It is all your projection. Don't be afraid. What the dreamer will say, are you crazy or what? The tiger is behind me. It will be very difficult at that time. Because when the dream, you are dreaming, the dreamer or the dream world is very real. The same way, as long as we are in this particular, this is also another extended dream. So in Mandukya, Karika, Bhagavan, but whatever the Acharya first establishes, the dream is the, what is all, unreal. Because drishyatvad, this world of dream is unreal. He gives a logic because you are seeing it. And the same logic he used, therefore, the waking also not real. Why? You are seeing it. So both are seen. That which is yadrishyam tannashyam, that which you see, that is subject to destruction in time. Suppose a pot is seen as an object, anything that is an object which is immediately coming under time and space, that which is subject to time and space, in time it will destroy, it will get destroyed automatically or somebody else. So therefore, this world is also an extended dream. That's why Janaka Maharaj once had a dream that he was begging for food in the dream. He got up and came to his guru and asked, Bhagavan, I had this dream. So he asked, so what is the problem? He said, my problem is it the king dreamt that he's a beggar, or the beggar dreamt that he's a king? That is the problem. So he is now sitting there as a king. Now, this is also a dream, or when the beggar is a dream. So this is his problem. His guru told him, you are neither. You are neither beggar nor king. You are that Paramatma. So the one quarter which seems to have become this world, come and go. This is called samsara tataha. Thereafter means having projected the whole world with his maya. Vikramate. He pervaded Vishwam, himself becoming many, pervades all, like in a dream, becoming the mountain, river, etc. I pervade all of them. Now, what do you mean by that? Sa ashana, anashana, those living beings which have hunger. Anashana means those will not have hunger. Like inert things like stone, sand, etc., they have no hunger. So sentient being and insentient being, even though he appears to become all that, but he is not affected by all these creation. Now in Purusha Suktam you will see, first it gives you an outline, and then slowly it fills up all the details one by one. Now let us go to the second stage of creation, how it all happened, the fifth mantra. Tasmat virada jayata virajo adhipurushaha sajato atyarichata paschat bhumimatho puraha. What was said earlier as Vikramata is now being elaborated. Vikramata, he became many. Now in the Bible it is said the Lord created this world. Every religion has got a theory of creation. Let there be light. He thought, let there be light. There was light. And then afterwards, and one by one, every day there is created. And the seventh day, Bhagavan thought it's too much work, so he took rest. That's why Sunday we got all rest. Now, what is our theory? The Lord became conscious of his creativity. And by Sankalpa, he created this world. It is not that one by one he created. There also in Taittiriya Upanishad also, Tasmatva etasmat atmana akasha sambhudaha. Akashat vayuhu, vayor agnihi, agnerabha, abhyaprithivi, prithivya oshadeha. So, in Sankalpa, what he created? Akasha. But then what happened? From Akasha came air. From air came fire. From fire came water. From water came earth. This is how it is. It is not that at once he created the whole thing. There is also another theory is there. But here it is, even in Chandogya Upanishad also, it is said that Bhagavan first created fire. From fire came water. From water came earth. From earth came Oshadis. From Oshadis came human beings, etc. This is how the sequence. Now, when you see something gross, it has come from subtle. And the subtle come from where? Unmanifest. Now, that is why even our thoughts, there are four stages of development. Our thoughts. What is that? First is para. Para means in Bhagavan. You don't know what you are going to think after half an hour. Do you know what are you going to think? But can you say you will not think? Of course I will think. But what are you going to think? You have no idea. So the thoughts are there in Bhagavan. Then what happened? Suddenly a thought comes from nowhere. And that thought, what happens, is called Pashyanti. You see it. You recognize it. There is a thought now. Then what happened? As you recognize it, you like it. And when you like it, you keep developing on it. It's called Madhyama. And that Madhyama, once you start developing and start thinking over it, then you cannot keep quiet. The Vaikari, you express. So these are the four stages of every creation. Thought means what? Creation. Before every creation, it is always thought. So, like a sculpture, you know, when he see a stone, what does he see? He doesn't see the stone. He see Bhagavan there. And then what does he do? Whatever that is covering that image, he chips off. The same way, some of them I heard, they carve only Bhagavan's idol, because they think only that form, particular form. And there are rules are there before carving this or before chiseling out. They have to meditate 3 days. There are dhyana shlokas. Suppose you have to create an idol of Vishnu. There are dhyana shlokas. Vishnu has to be like this. And they meditate upon it. And that image becomes very clear in their mind. And they are great tapaswins. All these sculptures are great tapaswins. They have rules. They are vegetarian at that time. And then they live like a sannyasi. So all those niyamas are there. And then, see, after the idol is installed, he is the first one who opened the eyes. And when he opens the eyes and installed, he is the one who prostrate to the Lord. He himself created it. He himself prostrate. And he look at him as Bhagavan himself. That is the beauty. You know, once we had this ashram, our time, and we have our Lord Shiva installed there. Prana Pratishtha is done. And then afterwards, what happened? It is made of marble. So our manager, he didn't know anything, so he wrote. So after some time, what happened? Abhishekam and all done. The eyebrows gone, and then all those colors have vanished. His hair also become white. You know, generally, it is black, but this is white has become. Now, he wrote to this sculptor, you know, who made this, that please come and, you know, redo the touch-up and all that. And he wrote him back, who am I to do touch-up to Bhagavan? Once it is installed, now it is Bhagavan. Nowhere he can touch. So that is the beauty. So tasmat, from that Purusha, Virat, Ajayata, was born this Virat Deha. Rat means shining. V means vividham, manifold. From that Virat Adhipurushaha means like a presidential chair. So a post is created. This is called Virat Deha. Now after election contest and one wins and occupies the chair is called president. He gets the position as president. The same way, here the one who identifies with Virat Deha is called Virat Purusha. So, and says, this is me, the total. Adhi Purushaha or Virat Purushaha. So these both are same. So we identify only with our body, so we call it a jiva. And one who identifies with the whole cosmos is called Virat Purusha. Sajato Atyarichyata. That Virat Purusha, Atyarichyata, became many. That very same Virat Purusha became many. And, you know, generally we imagine what in movies and serials and all that, you know, creation when they want to show, there is a Bhagavan stand sitting there, Brahmaji. Out of that, you know, so many things comes and all that. One by one. The first son of Kumaras come. You must have seen one of those. There's Vishnu Purana and all that. There, Brahmaji is sitting in there. And then first is Bhagavan Vishnu. Out of that, a naval, a lotus come. And then suddenly Bhagavan, Brahmaji, open his eyes. He doesn't see anything. Then he did tapas. And then he hear a voice that tapaha, tapaha. Then he went into samadhi. And then Bhagavan appear before him. Then ask him to create. And then afterwards, he sit in that posture, Padmasana. That is how that asana name came, Padmasana. And then from out of him, you see, Sanat Kumaras come, Narada comes and all that. You know, like that. You know, it is not like that. He himself is everything. That is the difference. It is not out of him he came. No. So that's our imagination. No, he himself is everything. So he became many. That's why Atirichyata. Atyarichyata, he became many. What are they? Becoming greater details are forms, manushya, pashu, pakshi, etc. First the Lord without form, then he identified with Maya, became conscious of his power. He identified with total, became Virat Purusha. From Virat Purusha, all beings came. Individual jivas were born. Paschat bhumi matho puraha. From there the earth was created. And atho puraha, the jiva was given a body. Puraha means puryante saptabhir dhadubhiriti puraha sharirani. The body that is filled with saptadhatus. Saptadhatus, bone, marrow, the flesh, the outer skin, inner skin and all that. So they call saptadhatus. So the one particular thought we should understand here is that one Paramatma alone has become all this, however bad it may look. The world may not be that wonderful as we think, but we have to understand that all of them, good, bad, indifferent, all of them are Bhagavat Swarupam. That's what we have to understand. Then what happened? That Purusha from his mind created all being, out of his mind. So in the beginning, the creation was all divine being. So as soon as they came out, their thought were noble in the beginning. So all our thoughts were noble. Slowly, slowly get corrupted. Now, what did they do? Those beings, especially devatas, yatna, sixth mantra, yat purushena havisha deva yatnyamatanvata vasanto asya sitajyam grishma itma sharathavihi. Now, in the beginning, the first round of creation, devas were created. Pure beings. Devas means noble beings. Pure means sattvic mind. Since they were the first and born of sattvic part of the mind of Lord, they thought, let us worship that Purusha. So this is a natural, when the mind becomes sattvic, natural tendency comes to us that we should worship, adore the Lord or seek that Lord. That comes to you automatically. When the mind becomes polluted with rajas and tamas, only then mind is dragged towards the outer world of attraction. But once the mind becomes pure, the natural thought is worship. That's why children also generally, little kids like 2.5 year, 3.5 year children, they are pure minded. They are Bhagavan's, Bhagavat Swarupa. So naturally their thought will always be something higher. That's why they ask, what is the sun, what is the moon? That is the question they ask. So that's why we have songs also, the twinkle, twinkle, little star and all that. But they will not ask, what is this dollar, twinkle, twinkle, little dollar, what it can buy and all that. That kind of things are not there. Because the mind is naturally pure. The pure mind always seek higher things. So, one side, the stages of creation is pointed out, but the other side, what one should do in life. We should worship the Lord. And again, keeping that one Lord of all is kept very high and maintained. They conducted a yajna. Yajna means a turf is made, a fire is kindled, and trivyas are offered with ghee along with mantras. Now this is the yajna, the picture. Now these gods were created. There is nothing. Nothing else were there. So we want to our worship. Now no material available. So they decided to do puja mentally. So whenever you don't have things, suppose you are in a 5-star hotel, puja karna hai, kya kare? So there is nothing available. Plastic flowers are there. not even water, pure water is not there. So what do? Close your eyes and do mentally imagine. Manasa puja. Now that exactly this devatas did. What was the, now they imagined, what was vasanto asya asid ajyam, the spring season became ghee. And similarly grishma, summer season became fuel, and sharat, autumn, was the grain that is offered. So this is all poetic. So they imagined that because seasons were there, so because sun was created, the time was created. Sun means time. The time was created. And because in the Bible, the first day, second day, they said, third day only sun was created. Then how they counted day, I don't know. Without sun. So first you have to create time. So that is Surya Bhagavan. Then only day can be counted. It's all very, because creation theory is always like that. So here it is, spring season. And ghee, grishma, itma sharathavihi. So this is all grain that is offered. Now time factor already existed because mind is already there. So once the mind comes, time and space come. Now, let us not wait for this or that, the Devadatta thought, let us not wait for collecting material and then offering. Whatever is available, we should use it. That should be the attitude, worship. We should not wait for an auspicious occasion and things like that. No, whatever available, we should perform our puja. This is our, we have to learn from Purusha Suktam. This yajna, there are different kind of interpretation. You kindle the fire and offer ahudis to get some result. Another yajna is knowledge. The world has come from the Lord. The time concept came, the gods are offering the very time concept to the Lord in meditation. Time concept means what? Mind. So, mind is time. Mind is knocked out, you have no idea about time, isn't it? So, the time and space is a concept of our mind, isn't it? This you know. If you have any doubt, I will show you. I make the lecture so boring, then you know. Then time hangs. You get so frustrated, you start watching your time. Somebody said, I don't mind people looking at the watch, but they shake the watch, that is the problem. So the whatever that has come from the Lord, I offer to him. This meditation is called yajna here. So our oral understanding, whatever is given to ordinary understanding is that whatever that is given to us, we should offer to the Lord. That is, tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera. That is the point here. Whatever I am seeing is this Paramatma. And therefore, dissolve this whole universe in Paramatma. This meditation is called yajna. In meditation, that is what we are supposed to do. Whatever that you are seeing as this world, and this world has come from where? Our mind. And that mind has come from where? The total mind. So what is the concept here? The individual mind is to be merged into total mind. That is the concept. The effect is nothing but cause in different form. So dissolve the effect in the cause. Looking at the world, we understand the Lord alone exists. And even now, the only truth is the Lord alone exists. Now, this appreciation depends upon the growth of our mind, our maturity. That's why the chanting is first chanting, then afterwards the puja, like that worship, then afterward ritual it is used, then the meaning is contemplated upon. So there are different stages Purusha Sukta is understood. Now, in Vedic period, they were very fond of yajnas. Therefore, more detail of yajna is also given. There are priests who conduct on behalf of yajaman. Now, when it comes to karma, somebody can do it for you. Proxy is possible. So, devotee call that, Purohita is told to, on behalf of the Yajaman, they can conduct the Acharya Mukhena. They say, because so then they transfer that particular responsibility and the Yajamana can keep quiet and watch. But when it comes to Jnana, this is not possible. There is no proxy. So you pay some money, you meditate, realize, and that is not possible. So what are the priests and samhitas and many yajnas? There used to be in those days, there are two types of yajnas. Say, kratu means what? Sthupayatna. Kratu means Shatakratu. That is why Ashwamedha Yaga is called, see, Kratu. And Shatakratu, Shakra, this Indra is called Shatakratu, the one who has performed 100 Ashwamedha Yagas. Now, those days, there should be a stupa, a pole. And that pole, they tie an animal, a goat or whatever. And then that animal is sacrificed. And but it is not sacrificed actually. They tie the animal and sprinkle some water, chant some mantras. Afterwards, the animal is released. And instead of a pumpkin, that hash gourd, not pumpkin, hash gourd is cut. That white one, hash gourd, no? That is cut. So instead of the animal, that is how they do it. But then, but then the question comes. But still, animal is sacrificed. You know, that thought is there, isn't it? That mention is there in the Shastra. So there must be some reason. So the implication is what? What is to be sacrificed is our animalistic tendency. That is the one. So the all the rituals are a demonstration outside what is to be achieved inside. So but that is the implication. But then we have taken it literally. So when you really see those yajnas, so those animals will be brought and then released also. A pumpkin is cut instead of animal. But again, the question comes, they used to sacrifice. There are some sects, you know, that is why Buddha was against it. And then he made a movement against all those animal sacrifice. So they propagated ahimsa. So why this is? No, but then they used to sacrifice animal, but they are of tamasic type. They are not considered very desirable yajnas. They are not sattvic. But Vedas, it is said, when one should not eat kalam janna vakshaye suram na vived ityadi, it is given there. But the problem is, people like to eat. And so they question the rule. Whenever you are given, if a rule is given, we always ask, is there any concession? Most of the cost accountants, what is that, chartered accountants, CPAs, their job is what? To find out loopholes so that you can take your client out of that, you know, particular law, isn't it? So whenever there is a law, do's and don'ts are given, immediately they ask, is there any concession? So they question the rule. So the Shastra gave a concession. What is that? If you want to eat, you have to perform this yajna and offer to the Lord, and as a prasad you take it. They thought that the Shastra, the Mother Shruti, thought that this ritual is so elaborate and they will not do it. Now, I think from there only all these kosher food ideas come. So the sanctified food and all that, this particular thought is all from here only. So, the Sudhi thought that man will not take so much of trouble, but we are very clever. We overcome all those things, we found shortcuts also. So, we find a way to escape. So, that is why this animal sacrifice can't, but then animal sacrifice is not considered sattvic, it is rajasic, it is performed very rarely. Now, the whole yajna idea is meditation. Now, seventh mantra.
Saptasyasan paridhayaha trisaptas samidhakritaha devayat yajnam tanvanaha abhagnan purusham pashum.
There were seven paridhis, represents yajamanas. Seven paridhis. Saptasyasan paridhayaha. Three priests, three assistants, and one sun god. So, 3 plus 3, 6 and 7. And there were no priests, three priests, three assistants and one sun god, three seven parities. These are all imagination, okay? Then 21 kinds of fuel. Saptasyasan paridaha, three saptaha. So, 3 times 7, 21. Samidha fuel. What are they? 12 months, 5 seasons, 3 worlds, Bhuvasvaha, and 1 sun. So, 21 kinds of fuels. Saptas samidhaktaha. Deva yat yatnyam tanvanaha. Those devas who conducted this yatnya. Abhaknan purusham pashum. They wanted an animal to sacrifice. Now, where do they go for an animal? Nothing is created. So, they thought the Purusha alone is available. Who? The Purusha from whom they themselves has come. And that Purusha alone is available. So, what they did? They caught hold of Purusha and sacrificed, tied him on the stupa. The very person whom they wants to please, he himself was brought to sacrifice. When the Pashu was brought, grass was spread, sprinkled water on him and performed sacrifice. So this is a peculiar concept. We'll tell you what exactly the meaning. Then 8th mantra. Tam yatnyam varhi shiprakshanna purusham jadamagrataha tena deva ayajanta sadhya rishayaschaye. The firstborn Purusha was offered as an oblation to the sacred fire. And by this divine act, the gods, the celestials, rishis, all became victorious. Now, the Virat Purusha is also called Prajapati. This Prajapati is the one sacrificed. Now, this Prajapati is in the individual sense called mind. Prajapati means progenitor and the one who creates. So, in the individual sense, subjectively, what is that Prajapati in us is our mind. Why? Because everything is created by our mind. From that total mind, these individuals are born, then how can the effect destroy the cause? Here, our individual mind, which is projecting our world, is sacrificed at the altar of the total mind. Now, deeper meaning is, the mind is to be conquered in order to gain Ishvara Sakshatkar. So this is the main point. Now to sacrifice the mind is to conquer the mind. In order to conquer the mind, one has to sacrifice the mind. Mind is the Prajapati, progenitor of our individual world of experience. And the total mind is the creator of the whole cosmos. In the meditation seat, the seeker tied down the mind to the yupa, spool, and conduct this subjective yatna. This is what, through whatever method, through pranayama also, what is that we do? Arrest the mind. So it is tying down, as it were, we are tying down the mind. Not allowing the mind, tying down means what? Not allowing the mind to go here and there. So, once you, this is, the mind is the Pashu here. Our mind is the Pashu. And it is to be sacrificed. Means destroyed. Mano nigraha. That is the point here. Mind is a product of ignorance. And sacrificing the mind means sacrificing, offering our ignorance at the altar of knowledge. The truth. Therefore, Purusha Suktam for the beginners, chanting, second stage puja, third stage ritual, Fourth stage, Virat Surupa Upasana. Fifth stage, meditation on the higher self. Because it is our mind that has to be sacrificed to be become one with the total. Now, unless you sacrifice the mind, means destroy the mind. Once you destroy the mind, what happens? You become one with the total. This distance is created, division is created by the mind. And think about it, Maya is not, don't start imagining Maya is somewhere, sitting somewhere and disturbing us, no. Maya is mind only. Our mind is Maya. Our local representative is mind. So Maya's local representative is our mind. And that mind is the one that creates division. And unless that mind is destroyed totally, don't worry, one mind is destroyed, what will happen? No, you become one with the total mind. Once you become one with the total mind, that what happens? Everything that you do is Bhagavan's doing. You are not the doer. You become only an instrument in his hand. And gain this oneness with the total and worship the Lord with whatever you have. So first is gain that oneness. And then once you gain that oneness, what is that? Your adoration to the total. Your admiration to the total. That's why Jivan Mukta Purushas, when they look at the world, that itself is a worship. Because they admire the whole beauty of the Lord. And whatever they say, it will be a hymn in praise of him. So in our day-to-day life, what is to be practiced is Karma Yoga. Through Karma Yoga, mind gains that purity. And once mind gains that purity, the mind is to be sacrificed at the altar of total mind, Virat. So this mind is a sacrificial goat. Mind gone, we are one with the total. From that yajna, Virat Purusha, the whole world has come out. If you want to create anything, you have to sacrifice yourself. So the Virat Purusha created means what? He sacrificed himself to become the whole society. I sacrifice myself to become, to bring prosperity to the society. He himself is the gods, and God sacrificed Virat Purusha. Actually, he himself is sacrificing himself for the sake of the society. So sacrifice here means meditation. It reminds me of yajna. Yajna here means meditation. In the meditation, what is to be achieved? The mano nigraha. So that sacrificial goat is what? Our mind. So it is to be tied on, to be stabilized, and then offered to the total. So this is the point. So it is, otherwise it will become very crude. What is that? This devatas thought that what is to be offered. You know, there was a Panditji who was traveling and he wanted to do puja. So, but then what happened? He was in a jungle. Now there is nothing else. But his wife has given him some peda. So to eat. So he thought he removed all the peda and made a Ganesh Bhagavan out of that peda. And then started worshipping him. Sodasha Upachara Puja. Avahayami, Suklam, Bharadaram, Vishnum and all that. Then afterwards, there was no water also. So it's all imagination. And then Manasa Puja was doing. Then finally what happened? He has to give Naivedyam to Ganesha Bhagavan. There is Naivedyam is not, all peda is gone. Then he thought, Ganesha Bhagavan, sorry. He removed little piece of his trunk. Took it up and gave it. That is a prasadam. Like that. So what is that you are doing here also? Devatas, they tied this Bhagavan, the Purusha. Is means what? The whatever that is available is Bhagavan. They themselves is Bhagavan only. And they don't see the difference between themselves and the Lord. So to whom it is offered, what is offered, who is offering, all the three, one and the same. That is what the whole idea is. So that we have to understand. That's why you see in our Gita also, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavihi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahudam, Brahmaivatena Gandhavyam, Brahmakarma Samadhana. Everything is Brahman. Now, the dream example also. So you are doing puja, let us say Ganesha festival time. In the dream, you are doing puja. And what is Ganesha Bhagavan? It is you. And then you are sitting there and doing chanting mantra. Mantra is also what? It is you. And you are offering modagam. But modagam is also what? It is you. And then your wife and children sitting next to you, they are also you. And then when you got up, what happened? Or your wife got up and she stepped on your toe and you felt pain. And that also you. That pain is also you, isn't it? And all that what is happening. And because of that you got up. Again, it is all your own mental projection. So this idea is understood, then Purusha Sukta will be very clear. Otherwise, you will start wondering, what these people are doing? Bhagavan ko sacrifice karte. He is killing Bhagavan, and there is no heart, and all that kind of things. So, see, think about it. Devatas were just born, so their mind is pure. Now, the same idea is given in the Bhagavatam also, when Brahmaji was created, and Brahmaji first created whom? Out of his mind, Sankalpa, created Sanat Kumaras. They were so pure. And Brahmaji wanted them to join his activity, as a help father to do, you know, continue the creation. So he asked them, why don't you help me in my business? they refused. So this refusing father's order is not the first time. The first time from there only. Whatever desire father has, son, no, dad, I am not. So they also refused. Then Bhagavan thought that I made a mistake, you know, they were made out of pure thing. So he added little rajas. That is Narada. He also followed his brothers. And he thought rajas is not enough. Then the other creation, Prajapatis and all that came. So, but then he got angry, it seems. So Brahmaji's eyebrow bent. From that eyebrow came Rudragana, Rudras. Rudras came. And then immediately Rudras became big and said, give me place. So, and want to get married also. So immediately demanded. So Bhagavan gave 11 sthanas and 11 wives also given. And he started producing. My God, the whole world became Rudraganas, terrible looking monstrous people. Then Bhagavan got frightened and immediately withdrawn. You know, like, you know, bad cars are produced at that time. Some bad car is on the road, then what happened? The whole production is withdrawn. Like that, Bhagavan withdrew the whole production and told Bhagavan, Rudra, go and meditate. Then again creation started. It's all very beautifully, if you understand the significance. That's why first we have to study Vedanta. Then only Purusha Sukta will mean something to us. Otherwise it will be all kind of stories which unbelievable. So from that Yajna Virat Purusha, the whole world came out. So that is why if you want to create something, unless there is a sacrifice, if you want to build up a business also, there is a lot of sacrifice is required. So also anything creative to be done, there is a lot of sacrifice. So even to build up an institution also, there is a lot of sacrifice. So same way, anything creative is sacrifice. So this is the idea we have to understand. Now continuing the ninth mantra.
Tasmat jnya sarvahutaha sampritam prishadajyam pashugam stagam chakre vayavyana aranyan ghamyanshaye.
From that sarvahutaha yajna, total sacrifice. So here it is, total sacrifice means what? These devatas performed sarvahutaha yajna, total sacrifice. Here the sacrifice is, mind is sacrificed. So the mind is removed means what? Everything is removed. So it is called total sacrificed, and came the, what are they? Curd, ghee, an insect born of air, animals roaming in the forest, and the domestic cattle. So sambhritam came prishat, curd, ajyam, ghee. These two stands for prosperity. Why this is told first? Because in from this yajna only, this sampradam prashad ajyam, prashad ajyam. So, curd and ghee. So that's why it stands for prosperity. The river of milk and ghee was flowing in the country, they say. No. Oh, Ramaraj. So, and the subhichada, prosperity shown. When you go to a house, those in India and all that, where there is lot of ghee and lot of milk and curd and all that there, we consider very good, nice family. So this first come prashat, curd and ajyam. Now don't think that this milk and curd is our creation, isn't it? You know, dairy farm is, you know, suppose, you know, children, when you ask from where, do you know from where the milk come? They will say from the fridge, they will say. They don't know from where it is coming. Yeah, they have not seen any dairy farm or a cow or anything in this kind of places. That you have to live in villages, then you know from where it has come. And this milk also, how? See, think about it, the cow, that is, what is it is eating? It is eating grass and the hay and then whatever that is thrown out, whatever food that is. That's why we don't have this garbage problem. Because our houses, these cows and calves are there. We feed them, wastage. And out of that, what do they create? Bring out the best milk. Suppose you put your green grass and hay and all in the mixie, milk come out or what? What is that power that transform this waste material into something that is useful and healthy? And that is Bhagavan. So don't say milk is produced by me and all that. No, it is created by the Lord only. And the possibility that it will become curd, that principle also is in the creation. Then it can be created. From out of that you can create ghee, butter. That is also Bhagavan's creation. So therefore, see, sambhritam prashadajyam. Then pashukam stagam chakre. Animals were created out of that yajna. Vayavyan, creatures born of moisture. See, in India and all that we have seen, because when the rain comes suddenly from nowhere, moth come in thousands, comes, and they come and then they disappear also afterwards. So from where they come? From the air, moisture, it comes. Then animals in the jungle, pashugam stagam chakre vayavyan aranyan gramyanse. Those animals, the wild animals in the forest, and gramyas, which are domesticated animals, like cows, dogs, pets. These are all Bhagavan's creation. So think about it. So it is not our creation. So these animals also, animals, creation means what? Bhagavan himself is the animals. Bhagavan himself is this domesticated animal. And the wild animals also. Hey, that doesn't mean that you have to go and embrace the animal. But if it is a tiger, no. You keep him in a distance and say, Namaste Bhagavan. For your safety. Otherwise, यू तो सर्वम ब्रह्ममयम ऐसा बोल के लायन के माउथ में जाके पड़े. दैट इज वाई वी नो दीज एनिमल्स आर ऑल्सो केम फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड सो वी वर्शिप दम. सो हिंदूज वर्शिप एनिमल्स ऑल्सो बर्ड्स ऑल्सो. इट इज़ नॉट दैट वी डोंट नो दे आर नॉट एनिमल. दे आर एनिमल बट वी नो हाउ दे हैव कम एंड इट इज़ नॉट माई क्रिएशन. थिंक अबाउट द वराइटीज. इन फैक्ट ऑल द इंटीरियर डेकोरेटर्स दे लुक एट द नेचर दे गेट आइडिया ऑफ कलर कॉम्बिनेशन. वाट गोज विथ वाट. Who has taught us? Look at a bird and a parrot. Look at the color and that. And what goes where, you know, when, how, what matches what, you will understand from that. How that idea and who gave that idea to us. And most of the interior decorator I have seen, they all learn from nature. In fact, the whole yogasana is based on animals. The entire yogasanas. So it is all, they all learn from what? Nature. It is not that our own creation. Nature, it is already there. And we have observed and adopted it. So like, you know, kukkudasana, mayurasana and all that. They say, all those things have learned from animals. So everything is there in this creation. Bhagavan has given it, created it. So therefore, what is to be done? It is to be worshipped as Bhagavan. So this is the point. Purushottam. We'll see next tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. ॐ शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो.